Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse held an online press conference Wednesday urging veterans to file a claim for benefits before next week's deadline. The PACT Act, which greatly expanded VA health care, was enacted last year by President Joe Biden and Congress. The bill offers health care coverage to about 3.5 million post-9/11 veterans who may have been exposed to toxins such as burn pits during their service. Neguse, along with Veterans Services officials, is encouraging veterans to apply online or by phone to begin the process before the August 9th deadline. Senator John Hickenlooper is a co-sponsor on a bill that would increase seasonal labor limits. KGNU's Jacob Agatston has the story.
The bipartisan State Executive Authority for Seasonal Occupations Needing Additional Labor, or Seasonal Act, would allow for governors to petition to get more H-2B visas for businesses in need. H-2B visas allow migrant workers to hold temporary non-agricultural jobs. The Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Labor only issue 66,000 visas a year nationwide. The new law would allow states with unemployment rates at 3.5% for at least 9 of the 12 months prior to the submission to apply for more H-2B visas. Hickenlooper said he co-sponsored the bill because Colorado companies rely on H-2B visa workers and that there have been widespread worker shortages because available visas have not kept up with the demand for the visas. Any additional workers who are granted visas under this bill would be subject to current or future Department of Labor requirements. For KGNU, I'm Jacob Agatston.
With Boulder continuing to face a housing crisis, city council members will soon decide whether to increase the number of unrelated people allowed to live together in a home. The suggested changes are intended to lower rental costs and increase affordable housing. According to Boulder Reporting Lab, the city's planning board had mixed reactions to a draft ordinance they reviewed last week. While advocates for the proposal said it would help reduce housing costs, opponents said raising occupancy limits to 5 unrelated people in a single-family home might result in landlords charging much more for rentals. The council is scheduled to hold a public hearing and vote on the proposed ordinance on August 17th. Both Longmont and Denver have major roadwork scheduled that might slow down commutes. In Longmont, Hover Street between Ken Pratt Boulevard and Pike Road is expected to be closed starting Monday next week through Friday. Pedestrians and cyclists will not be allowed access at the railroad tracks on Hover Street, but the Colorado 119 underpass will remain open. And in Denver, the intersection of Larimer Street and northbound Spear Boulevard will be under construction starting today. A Denver hospital has teamed up with a music promoter to distribute thousands of naloxone doses and fentanyl drug strips to concertgoers this summer. The program is a partnership between AEG Presents and a CU Anschutz Medical Campus-sponsored campaign called Keep the Party Safe. Naloxone is used to reverse overdoses from opioids. There were almost 1,800 overdose deaths in Colorado in 2022 as use of the synthetic opioid fentanyl soared in recent years. A first-time expectant mother is experiencing relief from morning sickness, mood changes, and other typical pregnancy symptoms with the help of some herbal tea. Why is this news? Well, the mother-to-be is Irina, a 14-year-old orangutan who lives at the Denver Zoo. According to the Denver Gazette, when Irina started laying in her nest all day and lost interest in food and drink, her caretakers got creative. After some unsuccessful experiments with natural anti-nausea treatments such as ginger, zoo specialist Cindy Casaboon gave Irina a tea blend that had helped her during her own pregnancy, and it worked. Now, Irina enjoys sipping the herbal tea with a straw or without, and even participated in a baby shower last week at the zoo where she opened gifts and had fun with the gift bags. Zoo officials say Irina is due any day now. Mostly sunny skies today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. Winds could gust up to 22 miles per hour. In Boulder, a high near 88 and a low around 58. In Denver, a high near 89 and a low around 60. In Fort Collins, a high near 87 and a low around 57. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.